Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone listening right now, and thank you, welcome, and all that good stuff for joining us today, right now, on Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, because that's where you at, in case you didn't know, Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. We're in this space together, and I truly know and believe when we're here together in this space, one accord, something magical can happen. Okay. So everyone, I encourage, keep your minds open to this space and the energy flowing and what our guests give in this space at this time. Okay. So thank you guys and thank the guests for being here. Okay. Now, Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, like to promote and learn and promote for everyone in the whole world, and especially you listeners, taking control of our lives and not letting our lives take control of us, meaning stepping into your power. And we hear it all the time. What is stepping into our power and all that stuff? Well, here we actually practice principles each and every week, multiple times a week, so we can reinforce and step into that, okay? And one of the ways we do that here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio is taking control of our lives has a lot to do with living the best versions of ourselves. Everyone's unique and different, but we have an optimal best version of ourselves that we can be. And also living our best life according to our circumstances, resources, and support system. We have a best life, and we're all different. Live our best, be our best, okay? And also here, the mission and the aim is to promote a lot of things, but mostly encouragement, inspiration, hope, gratitude, loving kindness, coping skills to go throughout the day and not lose encouragement, finding our meaning, our purpose, and all this good stuff, okay? This is what makes life what it is meant to be, okay? And how do we do that? It's with the guests. These guests come here each and every week giving their expert skill and what they're trained to do to help us close the gap from where we are to where we want to be and incorporate all these things we just talked about into our lives and find out what our barriers are and get us there, okay? And that's the meaning, and that's the purpose of the show, okay? And today's title episode is Decluttering and Organizing a Happy Life, okay? With Allison Kirrell, okay? And if I'm saying her name wrong, she's going to correct me. But Allison Kirrell, okay, she is, I'm going to give you some little background bio from what I learned more about our guests. And they can tell you a lot more, but for the sake of time, I'm just going to just hit some bullets, okay? Our guest is a professional organizer, coach, business owner, consultant, speaker, blogger. Okay, and this is interesting. She's appeared on and done a lot of publications and magazines, TV shows. From what I understand, She appeared on CBS Morning and Dr. Oz show, or was invited to show. Maybe she can tell us a little bit more of that. New York Times, she done some work with New York Times, Dr. Oz show, CBS Morning. So, you know, we want to hear what she has to say, you know, about helping us live in a higher quality life and taking control of our life, okay? And I like what she says, quote unquote, "I love connecting with busy professionals who are looking for more flow in their lives." Keyword flow. How does that feel, huh? I like that. And she says, "I provide an easy solution to creating flow and ease within your home or office." Flow and ease. Don't that ring a bell, everyone? I mean, it does to me. Okay. So please give a warm welcome for our expert guest, Allison Carroll. Hello, you there?
Hi, thank you, Keylane. I'm so excited to be here and speak with you and your listeners about, getting organized and decluttering so that you can actually find the true you underneath all the clutter. That's really what I'm trying to get at, is finding the true you underneath all the stuff that really doesn't matter. So I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
I'm glad to have you here, and I know the listeners are. I mean, you know, as we were talking before the show, let them know who you are and what you do. You can sum it up better than I can.
Well, I'm a decluttering expert, and what I do really is that I realized last year that clutter really started on the spiritual level, and when we weren't paying attention to that, it would evolve into the emotional level, mental level, start causing us stress and some other things. And when we really don't pay attention to it, it starts coming out in the physical level. In other words, having clutter all over your life, you feel like you're out of control, you're overwhelmed, you're exhausted all the time. A lot of times people are suffering from health conditions, and it really just seems like you're disempowered and you have, you know, no control over your life anymore. And what I discovered is that when you start tackling the clutter, especially the physical clutter, and you learn these easy systems that you could actually just keep replicating it, letting go of the clutter, so that once you got rid of the physical clutter, all of a sudden there was an awareness there of the emotional clutter, which then by using the exact same principles you can get rid of until you get down to the spiritual self, which is really just being living your life in a way that is true for you. And when you do that, life shows up easier, you're healthier, you're happier, you're empowered, and there is flow and there is ease in your life. And it is possible to do it. I'm not saying it's an easy road, but if you take it one small self-love-based decision at a time, you can and you will get there, and things start. And the nice thing is about organizing is that the more that you declutter, you immediately start noticing some changes in your life. It's not like if you're on a diet and you go to the gym for an afternoon and then you hit the scale and hope for something great and magical changes. No, there are great and magical changes. Even if you spend 2 hours in your bedroom tackling your closet, you will see some actual changes out of it. And that's the most wonderful thing, is that a little bit can go a long way in organizing. So that's just a little bit about, you know, the process. And I got into it because I sort of fell into it and then realized I absolutely loved it, because there was a lot of creativity and a lot of freedom and a lot of joy in it, into it, once you realized what it was all really truly about. So that's about me.
Okay. Thank you. And you said so much. And listeners, feel what's being said here. I mean, it's about feeling good. It's about our physical, emotional, spiritual well-being. And as me and Allison was talking before the show, you know, it's from the outside, has immediate effects to our emotional well-being. You know, the clearing clutter and just It's amazing. I want you guys to picture that, you know, how, okay, Allison, tell them a little bit of what we was talking about, the self-love and some of the things, how you do that with the self-love, because I want them to hear that part, how you use self-love and what you do with the cluttering, decluttering, and how that transforms lives using the self-love.
Okay, well, I mean, there's some other aspects that you have to use in conjunction with the self-love, like knowing what your priorities are and setting boundaries so that you have a clear road ahead of you of being able to identify what is clutter and what is not. And when you use the small self-love-based decisions in your life, it's really about being honest with yourself and say you're looking at a sweater and say that sweater, you know, still looks good on you, still fits you well and all that stuff. But when you look at that sweater, all you think about is your ex and how badly that relationship ended. Well, that's all that sweater is now representing to you. And no matter how long you keep it in your closet, that's what that sweater now represents to you. And it's no longer a happy sweater for you. So when you make a self-love-based decision, you stop talking yourself out of getting rid of that sweater that is no longer serving you, that is no longer a positive thing in your life, and you let it go. You don't keep it and go, well, you know, it does look good on me, and maybe I'll wear it, and, you know, even though I feel lousy and think about him all the time when I wear it, you go, no, I'm ready to let that relationship go, and I'm ready to learn the lessons I needed to learn with them, and I'm going to let this go, and I'm going to trust that I'm going to find an even better sweater that makes me feel even happier, which will then allow you to also open yourself up to a new relationship. But when you have that hanging in your own home, it's hard for you to let go of that memory and of that experience and find new ones. And when you wear it, it affects how you think and how you feel. And so really, that small self-love-based decision frees you up for so many different new possibilities just by making a small decision of letting that go in that one instance. And when you keep doing it one small step at a time, one decision at a time, and just making the small ones, you know, really, even if it's a big picture of here's where I need to go, you don't think about the big picture. What you think about is, okay, I know where I need to go, but what's my next step? Because that's the thing that's going to get you to where you want to be, is taking that next small step. Because if you want to get across the room, you're not going to fly there. You know, you have to take one step after the other, and then you eventually get there. And so when you make these small self-love-based decisions, one small decision at a time, little by little, you start choosing for yourself. So you might start choosing to get more sleep or eat better or exercise more or just start purging things that don't matter or that represent hurt or pain or loss or fear or guilt or anger out of your life. And the more that you choose to let those things go and to no longer control your life because you've made, again, one small self-love-based decision, the more things open up. And sometimes that small self-love-based decision is to remind yourself to keep making small self-love-based decisions. But I guarantee you that once you get it into practice, it's a really great way for ensuring that you stop self-sabotaging yourself and you stay on the path and on those times where it's hard as heck to stay on that path and not mess things up. This is the tool that I go to and use the most often to say, hey, things don't look great that right now. That's okay. It's only for now. What's my next self-love-based decision to get me to a better place than I am at this very moment? And when you keep doing that, things open up and you keep choosing for yourself and just everything can totally change. Is it going to change in, you know, the next hour? No, but as you keep doing it, things do get better. And that's really why I love the small self-love-based decision tool, because when you keep using it, it also gets easier for you to use it each and every single time because you're taking it into practice, and now it becomes a part of your life. So does that answer your question?
Yes, and I know it answers a lot of questions for the listeners listening. Thank you for really bringing insight for everyone, not just me, but everyone listening, because we all need that clarity and that hope, you know, and, you know, technique on how to enhance the quality of our life. And I think he just done that. For those of us who really want, you know, to be empowered and having different techniques to help our lives. So thank you, Allison.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Keeley. And I'm glad that I was able to express that in a way that's very clear and understandable, because that's the first part of when you try and make a change and someone's trying to help you, if you don't understand how to implement what they're telling you into your life, the information is completely useless. And I find that really frustrating. So I'm glad that you're understanding exactly what I'm sharing with you, so that there are steps that maybe you and your audience can, you know, take to implement immediately into your lives.
Yes. As always, listeners, we're going to be giving out all Allison Kiro's contact information, social media information. All that is actually on the page. If you're listening to this now, look at the bottom, and all her information is down there, from her social media to contact information, website information. And also at the end of this, she's going to be giving out how to contact her, and also about some things she got going on, some promotional stuff for you guys, you know, some things that she got going on, you know, that you might want to check out. So we're going to do that at the end. But we want to keep getting as much as we can out our guests, right? I hear you guys shaking your head. So pressing on. Allison, what's one or two things that the listeners can begin to do on their own to start getting, you know, as we talked about, decluttering or taking back their life, taking control of their life, and, you know, stepping into all that good stuff we talked about? What's one or two things that you can help?
Well, I think the first thing is to really make a commitment to yourself and tell yourself that you're worth taking the time and making the effort to start decluttering. A lot of people, you know, have great intentions, and then I really feel that they just think, oh, I'm not worth it. I can't make that change. It's never going to happen for me. But they can, and it is actually a very simple process. And I think that's what gets into people's heads of, oh, my God, this is going to be hard. This is going to take me forever. This is not going to be fun. So if that's what you're going into, where there's a lot of resistance, one of the things I would suggest is just breaking it down into smaller, more manageable projects. So the first thing I always recommend when I'm going through the process with a new client is, let's go through your wardrobe first. Why? Because those are the things that you wear every day. Those are the things that you put on your body. That's what I consider to be the thing that expresses who you are the most to yourself and to the outside world, because again, they go on your body. And when you really go through and declutter your closet and your wardrobe, you're going to notice an immediate difference, because when you walk in and you've done it the right way, all of a sudden, whoa, you have a whole closet full of stuff you really, really like, and it looks different and it looks amazing. So if you need to break it down into smaller projects, just tackle sweaters and just go through your pile of sweaters. And here's what you do. You think, ask yourself truthfully, do I like this? Do I need this? Am I using this or wearing this right now? And if there's a no, or if there's some sort of a negative connotation of guilt or fear, or, oh my God, I spent so much money on this that I've never worn this, or it doesn't fit me anymore, or any of those things, if it doesn't make you absolutely feel great in this moment in time, it's time to let it go. Because it's not going to help you out if you go, oh, well, you know, I'm going to keep it because what if I gain weight again? That's basically hedging a bet against you maintaining a healthier weight, and that's not fair to do to you. It's also not fair to have any unrealistic expectations of, oh, well, 6 years ago I was a size 2 and I've been a size 6 the rest of the time. Let those go, because you know what? If you get back into a size 2, you can go to a store and buy a brand new pair of jeans, and that's probably going to mean a lot more to you at this point. The other thing is keep like things together. Keep your sweaters together, your shirts together. That way you can find them more easily. The other thing is to put things where you use them the most. So, you know, those are just a couple of different things right off the top of my head that are really, really actionable. The bottom line is keep the process easy as possible for yourself, because the harder you make it, the harder you make it. So dumb it down as if you're going to teach a four-year-old how to get organized or how to declutter, and just make it simple. Is this making me happy or content or joyful, or do I look great in it, or whatever that positive feeling is, go for it. And the thing is when you're going through that process, keep being aware of how you are feeling inside, because that's the feeling I want you to get in touch with. That's what the whole process is about. It's about getting in touch with your internal gut that's going to be guiding you and telling you the right things to do. Your gut knows whether or not you like that sweater, so trust that feeling, because that's going to be the thing that guides you through the rest of the process and the rest of your life, and it's always going to be true to you. And that's really what I want you to learn, is how to trust your gut instinct again. And as you're doing it, you're going to know based on, you know, body language, on your first thoughts, on whatever it is of, hey, that sweater, I love that sweater, I'm so excited to wear that sweater, versus, oh, God, that sweater. So you owe it to yourself to really go through the process the right way and be honest with yourself and let the things that don't make you feel good about yourself go. And, again, it's a self-love-based decision, one sweater, one shirt, one pair of pants at a time.
I like that. One pair of pants at a time. Like one step at a time. Listeners, one pair of pants at a time. One shirt, one sweater. There you have it, listeners. I mean, who would have thought that the things organizing our life can actually help the garbage out of ourselves and build that esteemed energy? Who would have thought? You have it only here at the Empowering Ourselves to Get a Talk Radio, where we have great guests who can actually put things together like that. So that's what you get here. Great quality and insightful things for taking control of our lives back. Okay, Allison, before we get to your contact info and what you got going on around town, in case you guys didn't know, Allison is in New York. Okay. And you are in what part of New York again, Allison?
Brooklyn.
That's what I thought, Brooklyn. I'm a California baby, so I'm not too familiar. But anyway, another story. So, listeners, this is Empowering Ourselves to Get a Talk Radio, and this is, dude, we got some of the best guests here. Okay, one more question before we get to Allison's contact and all the good stuff she got going on. I remember you said something about the four-year-old, and speaking of children, how can young Mike, toddlers, three-year-olds, use your strategies, you know?
Well, these are all applicable. The principles to organizing and decluttering are completely applicable to any human being. And I think as early as 3 years old, you can be learning how to figure out your priorities, how to set healthy boundaries for yourself, how to make small self-love-based decisions, how to recognize systems and create them for greater ease, to have that awareness. I mean, all of those things are really going to help a kid navigate, growing up, trying to figure out how to fit in this world, what their place is, how to handle their friends, how to handle peer pressure, how to handle getting their studies done on time and also managing to have fun and do other activities. So I think that the earlier that you can utilize all of these, the easier your life is going to be, and you don't have to struggle as much because you already have the awareness of this is how I choose to live my life. And the earlier you learn that, especially if your parents are teaching you, you're just going to have a happier, healthier, more productive life. And some people can do that innately, and a lot of the rest of us usually learn from our parents the same system. And so this is a great thing for everybody to learn as a family because it can transform how the family unit functions into it'll create, you know, a happier, healthier, more productive household. But yeah, a three-year-old can pick that up right away and totally utilize it. I mean, you know, maybe the schoolroom and for three-year-olds is tough nowadays, but you have to learn what healthy boundaries are. And this is one way that you can definitely learn how to do that and to learn how to speak your voice and say, yes, this is something I want, and no, this is not something that I want.
Yes, I do agree. I believe in healthy boundaries. And also it's instilling in them good, if anything, values and, you know, good character and skills that's going to be needed later, you know, these strategies that help, you know, organize, because that's applied in all our life, you know, which is to greater production and that type of stuff. They'll be like 7 years old and be already manager material, right? We got about 90 seconds to you. Time went fast. 90 seconds to you, Allison. Let us know what you got going on in the NYC. Any books, features, whatever. Contact other services, promotional. Let them
okay,
know.
Okay, well, the best way to get in touch with me is to visit me on my website, which is www.ackorganizing.com. On there, you're going to find my blog. There's a lot of organizing articles and how-to. You'll also be able to connect to my YouTube channel, where I've created a couple of videos on how to do certain things. You can connect with me. I've got great MP3s on how to tackle some of the organizational challenges yourself if you're a do-it-yourselfer. And I also offer consulting services, so that anyone, anywhere, as long as they've got Skype or a telephone, can work with me. And I've got 10 sessions where you just declutter absolutely everything in your life. You learn all these systems, and, you know, you'll learn it for the rest of your life. And by the time you're done, you've decluttered absolutely everything. And I also have one available for families who can do it together. So, again, that's www.ackorganizing.com.
Okay. Yeah, and time to spare. Well, you organized.
No.
That was like right on the money.
I can leave you off with a little soundbite, which is, in order to have a happier, healthier, more productive life, you must start by choosing yourself first.
You guys, meditate on that. Meditate on that here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And that's time. You guys, thank you for joining us. Thank you to our guest, Allison. Okay. Our guest, Allison Kiro. Okay. Professional declutterer, organizer, coach. And please do check her out again at www.ackorganizing.com. And you can check us out every week. As always, this is what we learn taking back some of our life. I'm the Urban Life Coach. Allison, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Dwayne.
I had a wonderful time.
I know time goes so fast, doesn't it?
It's a good time when time goes fast, because I know that, you know, I'm having an engaging conversation with the host, and, you know, hopefully sharing some really good information that other people can take with them and start implementing in their life straight away.
And that's what it's about. only on Empower Together Talk Radio. Check your email.
Okay.